only energy retailer certified to use the famous green and gold Australian made logo. Support Aussie owned and operated. This
is the Fox. And I'm busy thinking about, look, you look for good news where you can find it, and we can't, you know, it's summer, Melbourne's open again, there's things that are, you know,
it's going to be hot
things
tomorrow.
Things you're excited about. One of those things is Scarlett Johansson, an actress. Ooh, yes. We rarely does she get headlines. Mm. Don't know what Scarlett gets up to, but she's getting married.
Is she?
And no. I think this is really cute. She and her partner, and he's a Saturday Night Live comedian, SNL comedian called Colin Jost. I'm not familiar with Colin. Yeah, Anyone here know Colin?
Cole. Pretty funny. Cole's funny.
Cole's good, is he?
Yeah, he's funny.
They've sent out their Do you know, I think they met from memory. They met when she appeared on Saturday Night Live.
That's great.
Anyway, they've sent out their save the date, because
wedding invites.
Weddings, there's so many procedures. I don't know. Maybe that's why I've never gone through with one. I don't get all the stuff you've got to do.
So save the date, then they send an invite.
Yeah, so this is before the invite.
This is like the pre.
But what they've done, and she's clearly with a comedian, so this is funny, they've just got themselves like a index card. Yep. You know when someone gets up and does a speech?
Yeah.
Just index card. Yep. Then in a biro, save the date, Scarlett and Colin are getting married. And then just in brackets, we're trying to save money for the wedding. So they've just got little cards from Officeworks, handwritten on them and sent them. Genius.
Genius.
I mean, that's obviously humor because they'd be very rich and they could afford
it. So loaded.
Gag, but I love that. The idea of cutting costs. See, I mean, Fev, you and Byron, you've both been through weddings.
Yes, so we've both been through messy divorces as well.
I married my one and then she divorced him.
Do you remember cutting costs? Like, where do you
Fiona,
save
them? Fiona, I was humming. There's no cut.
So you didn't cut costs?
I invited
flowers.
Everyone. No, God, no. I had fireworks and everything.
What about even guests? Because when you look at how much it costs, like when it's $60 a head, and then you suddenly go,
you've got to pick at least 8 blokes from the footy club. I invited pretty much the whole team and their partners. There was no cutting
costs. You know what? I just realised. Look who I've asked.
It was a waste of money,
you don't
man.
Cut anything.
It was a serious waste of money.
You don't know how to budget, really. So, Byron, did you remember cutting costs?
My wedding was more complicated.
I don't remember going to the wedding,
It was more complicated. There were some issues around US immigration. It's something I'd rather not talk about.
You know, they had bread rolls for entree and they had soup for main.
But 131060, give us a call. Relive your wedding plans leading up to the big day. Where did you cut the cost? Did you regret cutting the cost? Because maybe you went, you know what, the beef's just too much. Let's just go for the chicken fish. Maybe that was a disaster.
I had a big platter in the middle with fish, seafood, meat. So you know when you go to a wedding and you it goes meat, chicken.
Yes.
And you're flat when you get the meat and you want the chicken. We just had it all in the middle.
Yeah, see, if I was asking the question, when did you upsize, upgrade, spend more money?
That would be
everything you're saying is perfect. Yeah. I know, but 131060, let's try to hear where you cut the costs.
I've got one. My girlfriend Alex, her cousin had a wedding recently. It was fantastic. Just before lockdown, actually, they just scraped it in, and it was a lovely, lovely ceremony.
But.
And I thought this was clever. No, this was really clever. The MC, finally, I didn't have to MC a wedding, which was great. The MC,
that would have been cheap, though.
The MC that they hired, right, the guy that was doing all the ladies and gentlemen stuff, was also the keyboard player in the band. So they could save. He was in the band playing keyboards and was the MC. Now, that to me is just clever.
Actually, I had the Robbie Williams impersonator sing at our wedding.
Did you say that you cut costs? And
yeah, so we didn't get
good?
Robbie. No, we didn't get Robbie. We got the impersonator. 101.9 The Fox.
Our number is 131060 here at The Fox.
Yes, it is. And we are talking weddings. And where you cut costs, Scarlett Johansson is engaged to be married and she sent out an index card that she got from Officeworks and just wrote in a biro, save the date, put the date down. And I love that. I love the way downsizing, downscaling is becoming the popular thing to do. Like even really rich people do it because it's just...
What about just a group all text?
Unnecessary money.
That could be easier. Well, that could have saved more money.
Yeah, that's a really good
just
idea.
Just a group all text. Save the date.
I think I'd do that. I think I would do that.
Punch out a text. Yeah, me
too. Because you guaranteed they'd get it.
And then whoever writes who's this back, they don't get to come.
Oh, yeah.
New phone, who dis?
Yeah. That old chestnut.
That'd be gone.
131060, we have asked the question, how did you save money or cut costs? And maybe it backfired or maybe it was a great decision. Kylie in Beaconsfield. Hi, Kylie.
Hi guys, how are you going?
Yeah, really well, Kylie. What? When did you cut costs?
So I got married back in 2012, and my husband and I, we actually decided to get married in Thailand, in Phi Phi Island.
Ooh.
And yeah, it was very nice. And we decided to splurge on the invites because the actual wedding itself was fairly cheap, and they were $18 each to send an invite. Mm-hmm. And so what we did is we actually looked at the whole list of who we would invite, and we like culled people that we knew who would say no, and we didn't actually then even send them an invite, so we cut the cost by not even sending them one.
Imagine how many invites I wouldn't get if people just decided to
invite anywhere.
Wow, Kylie.
Well,
and it was even cutthroat that I actually knew my mum and dad weren't coming because they don't like to fly. God. And so I knew that they weren't coming, so I just didn't even bother sending them an invite. So saved $18 right there. A couple of coffees.
Wow, bang. That is so good.
Mum didn't get an invite.
I know. Yeah. Oh, that actually reminds me. We're overlooking one of the great scenes, the classic episodes of Seinfeld, where George's, spoiler alert.
Hang on,
George's,
don't.
Jeff hasn't seen any of them yet. He's catching up. He's up to the suit
George
Nazi.
George was so tight on his wedding invites.
Who's he married?
Well, he was going to marry Susan, and then he got the cheap wedding invites, and the sticky stuff on the envelopes actually killed Susan, his fiancée.
As a spoiler alert. Wow.
You said you'd watched it all.
It's made in about 98. Come on.
That doesn't matter.
Christy in Hastings. Hi, Christy.
Good morning, guys.
Christy, how did you cut costs on your wedding?
I'm going to try not to get upset while I tell you about it.
Oh, no.
So I wouldn't call it cutting costs because photographers are expensive, but we got a slightly cheaper photographer.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't turn up. She sent a sports photographer. And then we got no photos.
No.
What do you
mean?
Why?
She did it to over 100 brides. We were on a current affair.
We
just paid our money, and some people have still got nothing. In the end, I got a really crappy unedited CD of like overexposed. I just have no photos.
That is so heartbreaking.
It was so bad.
I'm trying to think of silver lining. Can I just, missed the current affair. I missed the current affair episode, but so did she forget the memory card, or they didn't know how to use a camera? They just had no photos.
Scammers, mate.
She just never got back to us.
Heartbreaking.
That is.
She had an appointment and professional and great reviews and all this sort of stuff. Mm. And then she sent a sports photographer who had no idea what he was doing.
Mm.
Yep, an action photographer
action
for a wedding.
Shots. Yeah, that's
It'd be good if there's any movement in the wedding, if you could have captured, you know.
Yeah, like when they were chucking the thing
the
over.
The bouquet.
And someone's taking a hanger, you could have got a real front back page sort of stock picture.
It was shocking. We got offered new photo shoot, but I was actually 34 weeks pregnant, so I couldn't recreate it.
Oh,
so looking back when you're like 10 years, like your wedding's your most beautiful day, and looking back on memories like to show her kids.
I thought you were going to make this better for Christmas.
Yeah, we'll take a song. There's no getting out of this. It's a tough one.
I will say this to Christy. All my friends who are married, they never get their albums out. Don't worry about it.
The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
One of our favourite comics is in the studio, which is, this is strange for everyone involved, just given what we've been through this year, COVID-safe protocols and practices, and we've had you guys at your houses, and suddenly we've got humans in the room together. How about this? Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast.
Now, Jill, I know it's a tired topic with you, but we were just touching on this before. So you, for 2 years...
Jill Rook-Jaya-Sinha is our guest.
Oh, sorry, I thought you'd done that bit.
Apologies.
I just said he's our mate. I haven't got to his name yet.
Oh, okay. I'll complete Byron's job. Dil Rook-Jaya-Sinha, how are you?
I am tremendous. I'm so excited in this studio.
It's crazy.
Like, because I've been chatting to you guys sporadically over the last few months. Mm. And by the way, genuinely, all joking and silliness aside, thank you so much for always doing that little check-in. It was really nice. You know, it's living in a single-bedroom apartment to have some mates call up in the morning. Genuinely loved it. So thank you so much for that.
Yeah, we've got another issue to bring up.
Most people who have come out of lockdown and realise they really got cozy and comfy in lockdown, and I say
like
that
me.
Physically speaking,
right.
You have lost another 20 kilos. And I say another because you'd already lost a lot of weight. And for 2 years, everyone would have been going, Dill, you don't even look like yourself. You've lost so much weight.
Yeah.
You've just shed another 20.
I know.
Dill, I don't know who I'm looking at.
Well, it's funny because now people are worried.
Well,
and
I'm
like,
worried.
All I did, Fev, was I started cooking for the first time in 2 years.
I cook too.
Yeah.
And I've put on 20. How do you work that out? What are you eating, mate? You look so skinny.
You know what my secret is? I gave myself a buffer. So I was 94 kilos at the start of March, and I told myself I'm allowed to put on 6 kilos. And I call them COVID kilos.
Yeah.
So anything that, because I'm a stress eater. When anxiety kicks in, I start overeating and go towards ice cream and fried chicken. So I gave myself a 6 kilo buffer to put on weight.
Yeah.
But what he did was whenever I then gave into the ice cream, because there was no guilt, I tasted nice. And after about 2 spoons, I'm like, oh, that'll do. And I actually stopped eating. I like nipped it in the bud earlier. Whereas in the past, I'd feel guilty about the eating and then the overeating and I keep going. Whereas now I'm like, oh, cut it short. And yeah, somehow that led to 20 kilos less.
It's phenomenal.
I don't feel guilty when I eat at all. That's probably my problem.
Well,
no, but you just said to me, sorry, Dilly, you just said before you said I was just sitting on the couch eating all day yesterday.
Yeah, I was hungover
really
yesterday. I got pissed on Saturday at the races.
Well, I think that's the other thing.
I ordered Uber Eats 5 times yesterday, but I didn't feel guilty. But then when I was in bed, I was like, ugh. But that's okay.
I mean, you two could honestly go out for brunch and have a chat about this, and you never know. It could rub off. I mean,
the idea that an elite footballer is asking me about
oh, I know how to lose weight. Food's too
such
good.
A genuine, like, I mean, honestly, that means so much to me as someone who has never played sport in his life.
Anyway, what else is new, Dill? Sorry, we
so,
get caught
look,
up in
there's
works.
A lot of things happening, obviously. You know, as a live comedian, the scene is decimated right now. So I've had to, like, think about some alternatives. So I used to be an accountant for 9 years before that, and
You got fired, didn't you?
I did get fired. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, you know, I haven't, you know, I probably can't go back into accounting because I think economic pundits are calling the job market, like, it's a technical term, but it's proper bugger, I believe, is what they're referring it to as. But what I did thought is I'll use my accounting background to do some budgeting and, like, work out where I can cut some costs for the first time.
You've cut it on food. It's a win.
But the main one is this, right? Apps. I didn't realize over the years you just subscribe to something and you forget about it. Now, I've narrowed it down to 2 and I want to run it past you guys and ask you which ones do you think that I should get rid of. Now, the first one, we've talked a lot about dating.
Tinder.
Yes. How is dating going? Another day?
Terrible.
Okay, we'll save that for another day.
Let's just do that whole other day. But have you guys heard of, you know, there's Tinder and Hinge, but have you heard of the one called Raya?
No.
No.
Raya, for the lack of a better word, is the app that you have to be vouched for. So it's
that's a celebrity one.
Celebrity one.
Yes, we have
I know,
heard
I feel
of this.
Even dirty even saying that I'm on it. But
who's on it, Dill? Who have you seen?
Well, not
that's his problem. He doesn't want to know who's on it. He wants to get off it.
No, I get on it to see who else is on it.
But the thing is, right? You have to not only get vouched for. And it's like $16.50 per month.
Oh, wow.
But the people that vouch for me are like my friends who are like models, like, you know, Simone Holtznagel and Ash Williams and those types of people are on there. So when I go in now, I am so out of my league. It's like,
is there somebody you've
you know
met?
Who wants to hook up with me when there's all these other celebs in there, right? So this is my problem. I'm paying $16.50 per month. For basically to get rejected constantly. It's like it reminds me of when I used to like line up for nightclubs and you play a cover, like, you know, all these, like, what is a boutique? What's the one that's near?
I didn't pay to go in.
There you go.
Yeah,
see, exactly.
I just walked in.
And I go in there thinking, you know, I'm paying this cover charge and I'm just, you know, everyone's out of my league. So that's the first step that I think I need to get rid of.
If it makes you feel better, Dill, I did go in to manage my subscriptions the other day and I've been paid about $16.95 a month for an app called Pimple Popper for about 2 years. So somehow I wish I was on Raya instead of paying.
I wish you were on Raya too. It'd be amazing. Can we get you on that?
Can
you vouch for her?
Of course I can.
So I need someone in there like you to vouch for me.
Oh yes, God. I probably would use my name. Because
this is amazing.
Yeah, but I want to go in on an alias.
No. It has to be authentic.
It has to be you.
And it's linked. You can link it to your Instagram. And
Who's in there? Who have you seen in there?
I haven't seen any celeb. No one's.
Hang on.
They've given up on me and they're sending me people from like Tokyo and... Oh. I've honestly think this app's like going, man, what are you doing here? Go back. You know, not with those shoes, effectively, is what they're saying to me.
Well, I've got heaps of apps because we've got kids. So they've got iPads. So they just download all the apps over the years. So if you go into, and they use my email.
Yeah.
So it's like a family share. And I reckon they've got 1,000 apps. And then all this, because it comes off Alex's credit card. Because I'm not allowed to have credit cards because I'm not very good with money, as you know, being an accountant.
Of course.
And every month, stuff comes off.
Yeah, you need to check.
I've got to delete them. Please. But I don't know how to delete
cancel.
Them.
Cancel. You're going to cancel.
But they're not in mine. They're in the kids. And the kids don't let me in near their stuff.
I'll show you afterwards, but I'll obviously charge you for it. Because 16-something fee.
Times are tough.
And then, look, the other one is this thing called Sleep Cycle, right? It's an app that supposedly helps you with your sleep. It's about, I think it's like another $15 a month. But what it does, it records you when you're asleep to track your snoring and things like that. So I want to play you this. Now, snoring is one thing, but there was something else also that annoys came up. So let's play the first bit of audio that I have here.
So this is you recorded.
This is me recorded in my sleep.
Wow.
From a couple of nights ago.
Oh, so you're not bigger, you're skinny.
Okay, this is recent.
Yeah.
No, because I snore, because I'm fat now. Okay. I snore more.
Right. Okay, here we go. This is Dil Rook snoring.
Okay, so obviously not helping my dating profile by putting that out there in the first place. But what's more important is...
up on your dating app, mate.
Yeah, no, exactly. But a few hours later, this audio gets recorded. Now, you tell me two things. Do you feel sorry for the guy that you hear on this audio? Or are you scared of this guy?
A nightmare.
I think I'm crying.
Dude, that's really...
I think I'm crying.
It's quite confronting.
It's so confronting. But also, if you listen back, it could be pleasurable.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast on The Fox. We love this bloke. Of course, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. All the different stand-up specials, including Bundle of Joy on Amazon Prime, which is going very well for Dil Rook. And he's hanging out with us this morning on The Fox.
Oh, exciting to be back. This is so cool. Like, I feel like the whole hour has been about, like, you know, penny pinching. We had the story about Scarlett Johansson's wedding.
They're trying to be cheap. Yes, cost cutting.
It reminded me, because it was this Cup Day weekend, you know, and back in my uni days, I used to love Cup Day, well, uni and drinking days, but also, you know, budgets were a bit tight back then. And I wanted to share this story with you guys. I knew I wanted to have a nice little big afternoon at the Cup.
Yeah.
But I didn't have the budget to...
Like, paint the picture. Is this like in the uni quadrangle? Where would you hang out and have your Cup Day?
At Flemington.
Oh, you were at Flemington.
I went to Flemington, but, you know...
In the birdcage or...?
No. My God, Fev, I wish, you know.
It's not as fun as what you think.
Isn't it? No. But you just want to be able to say that you got in, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the thing. I couldn't really afford the drinks that were being, you know, that you had to buy from there. So what I did is I thought I'll sneak some in. And again, responsible drinking always. But what I did was I packed myself a salad and I had... balsamic vinegar bottles that I'd emptied and refilled with scotch. So scotch for balsamic and the vinaigrette that was vodka. And the genius of it was I put Glad wrap over the top of the, you know, when you have those pop-up tops, you unscrew it, put the Glad wrap and you close it back on. And I gave a little whiff of balsamic. So when you open it and you smell it, you just got the balsamic.
Smart.
The genius sweet irony was that I was 125 kilos and there's no way this bloke's eating salad. But you just see me swigging a balsamic vinegar bottle at Flemington Racecourse. Now, I was wondering if, like, so I consider myself a tactical tight ass. Yes. You know, it was out of necessity. And I was wondering, I mean, Fev, you went straight to your AFL career. You never had to be a tactical tight ass, did you?
No.
No, exactly.
No. But I did go to the cricket. We used to go when we were like 18, 17, 16. And we, you know, the watermelons that they put on their head.
Oh, yeah.
So you tip vodka in the watermelon.
Yes.
And then you take the watermelon in and then you suck the watermelon like you're eating it, but it's full of vodka, and you get pissed.
Another little technique that my friend
same
used
as his
to,
thing, sort of.
My friend used to do something
they're
similar.
They banned it now. You can't take the watermelons in.
You know, you can take Eskies in with some ice. So they take Eskies with ice, and instead of water, it's just vodka. So then you just go in with that. They check the thing. It's like, oh, that's ice and water. That's fine. And then you just tip a whole bottle of juice in it. You got yourself a screwdriver.
There you go.
Are you still allowed to do that?
I mean,
will this be happening?
You can't take Eskies in now. And you got to drink. Dear Rook, drink responsibly.
Well said. What a disgrace.
Have never been a tight ass, would you, Boxy? You're not a tight ass.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Well, you'd have to do stuff, don't you, to be a tight ass? I'd actually go out.
Byron, finished.
Let's wrap it. And just quickly, for those following, to not back this one, your cup tip, please, Fev, for tomorrow?
Oh, yes, cup tip.
Gamble responsibly.
I've thrown the paper out, but obviously you can look at your favourites, and that's what people do. They look at their favourites and they go, oh, that's going to win. But I had a look at 3:30 this morning because I had nothing else to do. I was waiting for the NFL to start. And I looked at the feature, which is tomorrow, and I am going to pick number... So it's race 7, Melbourne Cup. And I'm going to go for number 6, Twilight Payment. It's an Irish Invader ridden by Joe McNeil at $34.
Okay.
There you go.
My eyes just glazed over. I don't know what's happening.
I know, dear. Is that based on your research?
I just looked at some form.
Some text message from some person.
No, but I'll get my tips out. Well, Anthony Van Dyke's a favourite. They've got a few favourites that are running. But it's a big day. It's a race that stops the nations. And I also like Prince of Arran, ridden by Jamie Carr.
There you go.
So hopefully another female will win the
Melbourne
Cup.
Anyone can win.
Thank you.
Not anyone. I bet Dustin Martin will win this one as well.
He's probably got a runner.
Good stuff. Good to have Dilruk back in. Yeah. I hope it's not the last time this year. Love having him in. And we will make way now. Enjoy
you
your
want
cup day.
Trifecta.
No, stay out of it.
Red Energy, the only energy retailer certified to use the famous green and gold Australian made logo. Support Aussie owned and operated. 101.9. This is the fire.